Blog Talk Radio.
Concerning Women, the Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so happy that we're on the air. It's Thursday evening. It's beautiful in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I hope it's beautiful where you are, no matter where you are, no matter what the weather is, but it's absolutely gorgeous here tonight. If this is your first time tuning into the show, welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. If you are a follower of the show, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. We just enjoy reading your messages that you send to the message board, and those that are in the chat room, hello, how are you this evening? I am so glad that you are here with me. I just want to thank everybody for taking the time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the show. I also would like to say to those who have sent me messages when you went to my website, there has been a little glitch in that program, which I did not find out about until recently. But please, please forgive me. If you would like to contact me after the show, you can send an email directly to me at icwdirector@gmail.com. I do have a new login on the web page, but as long as you go there now, you should be able to get to me and I should be able to respond back to you. So for all those who have sent me messages, and it was quite a few, and I did not respond to you, please, please forgive me. It was not because I didn't care about you or wanted to talk to you. It was because of the system and a link that was missing. So I'm so glad that we found it, and I'm going to stay on top of it. I've hired a new assistant to help me with that, and things are going along quite smoothly. So thank you, everyone, and for tuning into the show. I couldn't do it without you guys. I just want everybody to know how happy I am that I do get responses back and people that are listening to the show. I really, really appreciate it. It means so very, very much to me. Tonight I want to talk about living our best life, as we always do. We have different topics every week if you're new to the show. But tonight we want to talk about just specifically some things that you might want to do in your life to get you to your goals. We've been talking about women and finance the last two Thursday nights, and tonight I think we just want to get on a little personal level. Talk about where you are right now, what you want to do, and how you're going to get to where you want to go. That is my mission with Issues Concerning Women, and anybody that has followed the show, you know that is true. I am all about giving out information to you, giving you the knowledge that you need, and trying to help you decide to make good decisions about your life. Nobody can do it but you. I'm just the mouthpiece. And for all those that know me, know that I can talk, but I know that I give good information, and I hope that it's good enough to help you to make some changes. So we just want to talk a little bit about where we are right now and where we're going to go. I have been studying and researching about things that are going to make our lives better for the future. And one of the things that I've come across is that so many of us don't look beyond 5 years. And that's going to be a problem when we get a little bit older. I know as I creep slowly into, you know, older age, I realize that there are going to be some changes in my life and some things that are going to affect my life. And if I don't prepare now, then I'm going to be unprepared. I am also excited because the information that I give, it can be applied to your life, to your career, to your personal relationship, to your business. So please get your pencils and paper ready so that we can talk tonight and you can write some things down that are going to get you thinking. Because what I like to do and with every show is to give you the information, let you ponder over, let you think about it, and then you come back to me with a response or a message on the message board. So I spent a lot of time on this, and I really wanted to know, for those that are listening tonight, we talk about visions all the time. So let's take it one step further. I know we talk about vision and purpose, but let's think about how it's going to affect the rest of our lives. What can we do right now to prepare for our future? I know we should be anxious for nothing. It's not that. But we do want to be prepared because there is power in the plan. If you don't do something right now, then nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to happen for you. Your life is going to be the same or maybe even worse as you get older. See, I don't want to be a greeter at Walmart. You know, and I'm in my 70s, and there's nothing wrong with being that person. Some people just love to work and they want to get out. But what I would like to do is have that leisure life, and I'm sure I will be doing something. I just won't be sitting home every day, but I just want to be able to financially take care of myself and my family as I get on in my later years. So what are you going to do to prepare for your future? And I know that we all have dreams and we all have hopes. But if you're in your 20s or 30s, you may not think that this is important. But I'm telling you, if you do it when you're younger, the chances are that you can have everything that you need financially by the time you reach retirement age. So think about that. What are you going to do that's going to help you with your vision, help you with your plan? Because there is a purpose for all our lives. We're just not to retire and sit on the porch and rock in the rocking chair. There is something for us to do. And you just have to walk in that thing. And it has to be because it's something that you prepared so that you can have your best life. And that's what it's all about. And I've been thinking about that and thinking about that. So one of the things that I'm doing now is I'm going over all of my finances, and we're starting to, my husband and I, to look at where we really are and what we already have in place. And I found out some interesting things, and I want to share one of the things with you that everybody needs to do, no matter what age you are. If you have an insurance policy, I would suggest that, and I want you to write this down, that you, if you don't have a copy of your policy, that you call your agent soon, tomorrow if you can, to get a request of policy. And most of the companies, now you can do that online, they'll send you a policy, because you really need to know what you have in place with your insurance policies. Why am I telling you that? Well, I found out that I only had an accidental policy, and my husband had one as well. We did have some other coverage in place, but the main policy that we thought was a whole life was not. And because at the time that we purchased the policy, which was over 13 years ago, I wasn't paying attention. Why? Because I probably was doing other things often, you know, in la-la land, or possibly knowing me, I was letting my husband take care of it, and I knew that because it was through his company that he would look after it. But when we finally got a copy of the policy a couple of weeks ago, we found out that it was an accidental policy, which, of course, you know what that means. He would have to die by accident to get the full benefit of the death benefit. Now, that would have been a shocker to me if, for any reason, he had expired and I did not know, and then I received that information from the insurance company. So that's one thing I want you to do. Why and what does that have to do with your retirement? It has everything to do with it. Because if you have a term policy or accidental policy, they usually expire. So you need to know these kind of things. The other thing is, what do you have if in your 401? If you have a 401k plan at your employer, what do you have? If you have a RIA, which is your own personal RIA, then you should actually know what you have, but you need to find out how you can bump that thing up a little bit so that you can have more savings for your retirement. So I want you to think about that in the next couple of days and try to do something about that as well. Also, you need to redo your bills and your power of attorneys. Now, we talked about that about 2 weeks ago, and we have a place online where you can get more information about doing your will and your power of attorneys. If you want to go to www.letstalkmoneyonline.com, and that's www.letstalkmoneyonline.com. You can go there. If you don't have a will, you can get one there, or the consultants can help you prepare one. So it's really up to you. Tonight, I really want us to think about our future, where we're going, how exciting this is going to be. If we just do some of these small things, then we're going to have less headache as our as we begin to get a little bit older. Now that you're thinking about your vision, I've got you thinking about that again, and thinking about your best life, and thinking about not only short-term goals, but long-term goals as well. I don't want you to make any hasty decisions, and but I do want you to think about where you're going to be in 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. And there's a little exercise that you can do. And if you want to get a journal or a notebook, and you need to write down what those goals are. If you plan to take a vacation when when you retire and have a big retirement party, how are you going to do that? The key thing is to figure out how you're going to do all these wonderful things that you want to do. Perfect example, my husband wants to get a, what do you call those things, Winnebago, and, with a trailer on the back, I guess he's going to pull the car and just ride us around the United States. Okay, this is all well and good, but my husband also has to know that I have to have a home to come home to, okay? So if he's going to do that, then he has to surely prepare for us to be able to do that once he retires. And that's going to take quite a few dollars and cents. And he needs to know that I need a house to come home to. So I've got a challenge for you, and I'm going to ask you to consider a lot of thoughtful questions about what hasn't been working in your life. And so the questions I will be asking are designed to get you thinking. And, there's no right or wrong answer. And so, of course, this is your life and you're listening to the show. But what are you going to do from this day forward? How do you feel about your life right now, right where you are? And I talked about getting that paper and pencil. So this is where you might want to do that when you're putting your goals down and you're preparing for your future. How do you feel about your relationships? So just think about that and write it down and be honest, because the good thing about doing this little exercise is that nobody sees it but you. So you can be as honest as you want to be and be as truthful as you want to be, because you don't need to show this to anybody. How do you feel about your career? How do you feel about your health? Now, I want to stop right here, because this is so very, very important. If you're not healthy, you will not be able to enjoy all of these wonderful things that we're talking about. So I want to stimulate your mind and get you thinking about some things. That's what the show is about tonight, to get you thinking about where you are right now and how you can have the best life possible. I had a wonderful opportunity of listening to Dr. Jamal Bryant last night, and he was talking about water. And not just drinking water, but all the benefits that water has. And one of the benefits that it has is if you drink your 8 glasses of water a day, you're more than likely going to be able to lose weight in, if you need to do that. And if you don't need to lose weight, you're going to more than likely be more healthier. Why? Because we need water for every single thing. And he brought it to my attention as he was speaking, all the wonderful benefits of water. Because if you drink just a small amount of water, you're dehydrated 90% of the time. And if you have headaches all the time, one of the reasons why, maybe because your brain doesn't get enough water and you're in dehydration mode, and your heart doesn't get enough water, and your other organs, and your blood pressure goes up because everything is fighting for what little bit that you have on the inside. His delivery of that particular sermon was really awesome, and I really, really enjoyed it because he brought to, again, to my attention the fact that if we're not healthy, we won't be able to do anything. You know, we're going to struggle with mental health and with health issues and issues in our bodies. But if we begin to just do the things that are required of us, we're going to live a longer life, a healthier life, and then we'll be able to do all of these fantastic things that we want to do. How do you feel about your income and your current situation financially? So we've been talking about that, so I know you've been thinking about that for the last 2 weeks. But where are you financially? Do you need to do a budget? Do you have enough insurance coverage? What is insurance really for? A couple of things insurance is for. One, to replace the income of the one if something should happen to the spouse, the husband or wife, or if it's a single mother, the insurance would be to take care of the children and possibly help them towards their financial goals, such as going to college or buying a home or paying off the home that you currently live in if something should happen to the breadwinner in the home. And it doesn't matter if it's the male or the female. It's just you should know if you have enough to do that. The other thing is, what areas of your life are you avoiding? And this is a really hard question because sometimes we don't want to be honest with ourselves. We just say, oh, everything is fine and everything is okay, and we know that it's not. So you really, really have to look at who you are, where you want to go. What is your purpose in life? What is your destiny and how you're going to get there? The awesome thing about doing all of this thinking is, and all of this talking, is that you start to think about things in a different light. You know, we may never reach the point where we are, you know, a 10 millionaire, or anything other than a millionaire. Because being a millionaire is possible at this day and time if you just plan. But you may not have tens of millions of dollars, and that's okay. But as long as you have enough that you can maintain the lifestyle that you've become accustomed to, that when you become a certain age, you don't have to worry about anything. If you should become ill, that you'll be taken care of. Quality of life is so important. And being in the business that I'm in, and I see so many that don't have what they need, pushes me to dig deeper and research further, and how can I help and how can I open your minds to it? Because the first thing about everything that I've said tonight is that you have to be open to what I'm saying to you. You have to hear what I'm saying, and then you have to see the value in what I'm saying to you. Okay, your life is important to you, but not only to you. Your life is important to those that are around you. And if it's not, then you need to be looking at who you're hanging out with. Your life should be important to everyone around you, your children, your spouse, your coworkers. You should be important to everyone that you're hanging out with. Is there someone or something in your life that you feel incomplete with? So think about that. Is there something that you're just not quite happy with? And it could be a relationship. It could be your job that you should stop thinking about it as a job and start thinking about it as a career. Your business, stop thinking about it as just a business. If this is your main source of income, then you need to pump that thing up to the 10th degree. Make it the best business that you can make it. And if you don't know how to do that, then you need to get in touch with people that can help you, like business consultants like myself, okay, Shameless Plug, like the people that I have on this show. I have many, many contacts. If you want to start a nonprofit, I have just the right person here in Hampton Roads that you can talk to. If you're interested in doing things a different way, because what you're doing has not been working for you, then you need to call me or you need to email me. Get in touch with me. You need to know that you have power, and you have to just release your power, as my sister LaLisa talks about all the time. And LaLisa, and if you follow the show, she's up in New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey. Awesome lady. Always teach. She's a professor, and she's always teaching. She always has programs going on to help you with your business and your career. She is a wonderful, wonderful coach. You know, so I have so many contacts. So I'm not just here just to give you information and then don't have anything to back it up. See, I have people already in place that can help you with anything that you need. But the thing that you have to do is be ready and open to it. Because if you're not, then nothing's going to change. Your life is going to be the same. But, you know, I know that you've heard this before. It all sounds cliche, you know. We've heard to sing a little song about it. We really thought about it. But you have to do what you need to do to get where you want to go. And if you're not doing anything, that means you're not going anywhere. Who is that that has the new song, Mary, Mary? They're talking about go get it. Go get it. What do you want? You have to go get it. It's not going to come and knock on your door and say, here I am. You know, and if it does, it's probably something that's not good for you. So you have to go get it. Go get the best life that you can have for you. You have to put forth an effort every single day to do something with your business. I have been doing that, and I'm telling you, there has been a great change in the way that I do business this year, just this year alone. I've been thinking about how I can make it all better, how I can work more smoothly, how to get the kinks out of certain things. You know if you need to hire somebody. You know if you need to let somebody go. See, all of these things you have to take into consideration. Here's one more question for you. Where in your life do you feel the most pressure? If you are under stress, you need to fix that thing, okay? You need to, like the doctor says, you need to let go of the stress. Now, some stress in our life is normal. You cannot live on earth and not have any stress. But when it begins to overwhelm you, when it begins to put you in the bed and you feel like you don't want to get up, you want to pull the covers over your head, then there's definitely a problem. You need to figure out what that thing is, and you need to get rid of it. And if it's a person, then, of course, you need to, and hopefully it's not your spouse, but if it is, you need to talk it out with them. You need to open those lines of communication. What are they doing that's stressing you out so bad? Where is the pressure coming from? Because, again, if you're not healthy, mind, body, and spirit, you're not going to be here for a long time. I'm just telling you, because stress can kill you. So we need to let that thing go. So what I want you to do is think about some of the things I've just talked about today. I want you to write these things down. You can call me after the show at 757-567-6734, or you can go to my website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and that is with the S, ISSUESCONCERNINGWOMEN.com. You can contact me when it says contact us. Do that. I will get back in touch with you. Or you can go to the money site, letstalkmoneyonline.com. You can get with Ms. Robin Farabee. She was on the show 2 weeks ago talking about your finances, some of the things that you need to do to get your life in order. Why do we keep talking about this? Because it's so very, very important. We cannot depend on a job anymore that you're going to work 30 years and be able to retire. Even if you do, you're still not going to have enough money to retire on. You're still going to, more than likely, if you're young enough, you're going to get another job. Some people have retired 2 and 3 times. Why? Because they started on the job when they were young. They retired early and had the opportunity to go out and get another job, or they were in the military and retired from that and they got a job. So I'm challenging you tonight to think about the questions that I asked, to think about your life, where you're going, what path are you on, and just think about why and how did you get where you are, and what are you going to do about it? Why am I here? That, you know, you can ask yourself that question. Why am I here? Do I want to stay here, or do I want to move forward? So, to recap a little bit, I talked about how do you feel about your career, your relationship, your health, your income, your finance. What areas in your life are you avoiding? And is there someone or something in your life that you feel incomplete with? So think about that. And also the last one was, where in your life do you feel the most pressure? So where is the stress coming from? What is keeping you from focusing on what you want to do? Because guess what happens? When you are on the right path to success that has already been ordained for you, don't you know that everything is going to attack you? People are going to start attacking you. Things are going to get said. Things are going to get done to you. Why? Because they don't want you to succeed. Everybody is not happy for you. Everybody is not your friend. Everybody does not want you to succeed. And some folks are not going to do anything anyway. And if you're hanging around with them people, then you need to let them go. I don't know who that was for, but, hey, if it was for you, then you know what you got to do. You got to let them go. And if they're taking out of your life, please, for goodness sake, do not go back trying to get them to be a part of your inner circle. Your inner circle is for your closest friends, your confidants, people that you can trust. You still can get hurt in those relationships as well. But I guarantee you, if you guard your heart and guard your tongue, you will be a much better person. Know who you're hanging out with and know that they are there for you and they have your back. So we're going to end the show. We have about one more minute. I want to thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Oh, my time has gone so fast. I know I gave you a lot of information. I always try to. But what I do is I want you to think about everything that I said. Know what your plan is, because there's power in the plan. Know that there's a destiny for you and that you have purpose. And write down your vision and make it plain. So I look forward to seeing you again next week on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I will be looking for your messages on the message board. And thanks for hanging out with me. Call me, 757-567-6734, or go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, or the money site, letstalkmoneyonline.com. I'll be looking for you, and I will talk to you soon. You have a wonderful, wonderful evening. God bless you all, and continued success to everyone. Know that you can have the best life. All you have to do is design it and get it done. Go get it. Bye-bye.